Corona, Corona, Corona. We've long passed the point of Corona saturation, a word heard so many times, it just seems to be there alongside us constantly. Did you know that Corona is more than just the name for an overly successful virus and, I would imagine now, a quite unsuccessfully performing beer? Corona is Latin, meaning crown. It's the word worn by many kings, queens. This crown is also the word for the beautiful moment of a total eclipse, that point at which the moon exactly lines up with the sun, a faint halo of light surrounding, called a corona. This virus is terrible, but in this, our 10th week, certain meaning can be overlooked, so present as it is. Don't believe me? What was today's gospel? Follow-up question, what was yesterday's? Thanks to St. Matthias Day yesterday, today we have the identical passage 2 days in a row, John 15. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. This I command you, love one another. This is obviously significant, some of the most beautiful words Jesus ever speaks, but it's also pretty familiar. Just ask yesterday. It's almost as if Jesus' continued focus on self-sacrificial love loses its pop because of his continued focus. We know better, though. We have to know better. It can't be enough that we wade in this Christianity stuff. We have to, day by day, through God's grace, claim it in our lives. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. We hear it again and again, and this morning, once again. May we see it some, too.